my body. Oh, right. This is how it feels like. Hello, everyone. This is Philippe Heidecker, your host for Rad Dad to Dad Bod, or hopefully Dad Bod to Rad Bod. It's funny because I've actually gone through both of those phases this year. Fortunately and unfortunately. So I know I can do it. So I remember 240 down to 210 and then back up to 230 and then now doing phase two. My second attempt at phase two, I already mentioned it was a little embarrassing that I gained all the weight, but this, you know, it's kind of like a movie star in a way. You know, I had a role, I fulfilled it by getting in some version of amazing shape. So I know that there's a better way of living life, and you can still drink, I think. There are people out there that have one or two drinks, wine, that kind of stuff, almost every day and still stay in shape. So here I am trying to find some kind of way to try it. And so this is my second attempt, basically, because phase one, 75 hard and phase one were kind of mixed in together because I took basically like 10 days off between them. But it was like 4.5 months of working out and, you know, getting in the best shape I could, which I was, down to 210, very fit, very muscular. You know, I could really, you know, run much faster, just like a straight out Captain America coming out of the machine, much better version of myself physically and in terms of attitude. So I'm trying to get back there. And then once phase two ends, then I'm hoping to keep it going. Now, maybe you don't have to be exact, but maybe I do have to be exact, because one of the things I was telling you guys is that it's very difficult for me to just have one drink or one bag of chips. So maybe I'm just going to have to avoid the bulk of that. Now, in saying that, the way I structured phase two, and yes, last week I said I was starting phase two, which I did, but I definitely failed at my kid's birthday party on Saturday. And once I basically admitted defeat, I had also some other things throughout the week that would have caused me to fail, like ice cream and stuff like that. So the good news there is I did have like 3 days last week where I worked out twice a day, and every day basically I worked out at least once, and I started reading my book again and blah 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 blah. So I was getting in the habit of things, which is really nice, because when I started phase two this Monday, August the 23rd, there's definitely some times, like I mentioned at the beginning there, I was starting to get really sore here, but it's not as bad because I kind of like prepared my body from last week, starting to hit some weights, do some different workouts, running, blah 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 blah. So I'm starting to feel much better. Now, the way it's going to work this time around is that I absolutely cannot fail phase two. It would not be, obviously I can restart it if I fail it, but the way it's really going to work is that because I started on the 23rd of August, I'm essentially going to finish a day before my friend's wedding on September 25th, Saturday. And that, you know, obviously I'm going to eat and drink my heart's content, and that will be nice. But it's only going to be one day where I'm going to eat and drink at my heart's content. After that, I got to get back in shape and just murder my workout. Not murder anyone, don't worry. But yeah, just have a good time and continue to work out. Now, in terms of this week, I found this week to be quite enjoyable. I'm doing a few different things in terms of my workout and my diet. And I'm actually, what I've decided to do, guys, is that because phase two is only 30 days, is I'm actually documenting as much as possible in terms of taking pictures of what I'm doing, taking video of what I'm doing. And I've decided to post that content on my Instagram. And then I make some TikTok videos because I love TikTok. It's just a lot of fun. You know, it's funny because I made like a one time I was showing a house and there was like a patio set made out of skids in the back, like a warehouse skids. and they painted it black and they put cushions on it, and it was a patio set, and I filmed a 5-second video of it, put it on TikTok, just 5 seconds, and it has like 30,000 views. Everything else I do has like 500 views at best. So I don't know what the recipe is for success, but regardless, whether you know, I don't think it's gonna really, it's unlikely for anything I do to really blow up unless I get lucky. But the point is that I want to share what I'm doing with people out there. You know, even if people don't even know what I'm doing, but they see me working out, you know, obviously I can do this podcast, so I can do some basic video editing, you know, put some nice music, maybe some motivational music, put some of the meals I have in there. So I'm going to post my Instagram and TikTok account here in the description. And if you want to see what I've been up to, I will try to post at least one video a day. You can also add me to Facebook if you want. And I definitely put that, those three places, I'm going to try to put as much stuff on there as I can. At the end of the day, like seeing somebody work out, and then maybe I can do like a before and after video where, you know, I started at almost 230 pounds and maybe I'm hoping to get down to like 215 maybe. Seems realistic based on the amount of working out I'm going to do and the fact that I'm a pretty strict diet. And obviously at 215, I would look pretty good. As long as I'm down to like 220 or less, I think I should look pretty solid considering I'm 6'2". But yeah, so I'm really, feel free to log on and to add me. This is the first time I'm going to mention that I'm going to be posting stuff. So feel free to do that and follow along. Now, some of the, one of the things that I've been doing this week is, you know, yes, we've been working out, so I've been filming that. But basically every day I've had a workout with my kids at some point. And that's really interesting just because it's summer, you know, none of the kids are going to school right now. Even my 4-year-old's going to kindergarten, but he's not going to daycare for the summer. We pull them out for better or for worse. And it's actually been a lot of fun because you really do get to interact with your kids and do something fun and tire them out. But at the same time, you're working out. So I'll give you guys an example. On Wednesday morning, 2 days ago, recording this on a Friday, I know we had like a bunch of library books that my wife borrowed, and the library is 7 kilometers away from our house. So Oliver and I biked it, 14 kilometers round trip. I had a full backpack of books and another bag I was holding with books, and we made it all the way there. On Wednesday, it was like 32 degrees, guys. It was like crazy hot. But we packed a bunch of water. We biked it. Yeah, I told him we're going to return these books. He had fun putting the books in the slot. Small things with kids, guys. Small kids. Then we went to the skate park after, right beside the library. There's like a big park. So kids are like on their scooter and skating. And we don't do that stuff, but we just like to run up and down the ramps. I was running up and down the ramps. So continues. My workout continues. Then we went to the local park, just like a few meters away. You know, he was going nuts on all the slides. And then there's a splash pad there. So him and I were both running through the splash pad. And then on the way home, you know, it got pretty nuts to bike on the way home after you've like exercised for like over an hour at that point. I was like, your body starts really hurting. And I just remember that feeling, you know, that feeling where you're like, think of like a Nike commercial where you're like really pushing yourself. You're like, ah, let's get it. That's the first moment I felt it in my training so far where I was really pushing myself because my legs were really tired after biking for like 25 minutes plus all that running around with my son plus the heat. And then we stopped by on the way back. We stopped by the grocery store, bought a few things that I needed for dinner, like asparagus, this, that, the other, and then went home. And then, you know, I got ready, had lunch, and then I started work. So, obviously it's, if you're working 9 to 5, it's going to be difficult to do that, but maybe you can do something after work, right, with your kids, right? Take them on a bike ride, run to the park with them, you know, play soccer, whatever, right? You can play basketball. There's a lot of ways you can fit in a workout with your kids. So, I'm going to post a video on TikTok about this very, very fun day that Oliver and I had. And I posted other stuff like Zoe and I going to the grocery store on bike. Later today, I have an appointment to show a house to a client that's like an hour away. But the way the day has broken down is that a friend of mine, not too far from there, said, invited a few of us to a barbecue, and he's got a couple kids, so it makes it a little easier. Now, close to his house, it's a city that's like, again, like an hour away, so it's not something somewhere we go to often. But close to his house, I know that there's like a bike park that like has tons of trails, and it's like you can bike right by this like lake. There's a dam at the end, but also there's like a bike trick park there, which is mostly for kids. Like, there's a lot of like bridges and like going up and down small hills. So I'm gonna take my son. We're gonna go to this appointment. It's not an appointment that like I couldn't bring a kid to, so knock on wood, that's good. We're gonna show this house. Apparently it's got 10 acres, so hopefully it doesn't like run through the forest or something, but don't worry, I got him. I'll run for him back, don't worry, that's a workout. Everything's a workout now. And then we're gonna go to this bike park and we're gonna have fun. Another friend of mine is gonna meet us, so get your friends involved, get your kids involved. It's just great. We're gonna tire each other out. We're gonna go bike nuts for maybe 2 hours. I'll bring some snacks, whatever. And then at the barbecue, we're gonna go and hang out, have some burgers. I'm allowed to have beef, I'm allowed to have buns, so burgers is fine. I just can't have the chips and cookies and all that stuff. But Oliver can have it. He looks like an athlete based on, if he takes off his shirt, he's like so slender and like kind of slender muscular. He almost looks like maybe a version of that I'd want to be if I run a marathon or, train for that. But anyways, he's 4, and good for him. So we're gonna be doing lots of activities like that to because at the end of the day, I gotta spend time with the kids, and sometimes we're gonna kill two birds with one stone. So I recommend doing that if you guys can do that. The other thing is that in terms of my posting is a lot of the food that's on the diet is the same diet I was on 75 Hard. I just find that, yes, at the end of 75 Hard, I was getting pretty tired of the diet, but I find that the food has enough, sorry, the diet has enough variety where it's like, okay, one a lunch is chicken, then maybe a snack is like a wrap, or it could be like a turkey sandwich or a tuna sandwich, and dinner is like asparagus and fish and quinoa, and so basically what I find is that the food is not really the type of food that you yourself may want to cook. Because, for example, one day I made chicken breast with mixed vegetables, egg whites, and beans in the oven. And I found that that was actually pretty good. I even threw some leftover spinach on it because it was going to go bad. And like my daughter and I, we devoured it. I actually have some leftover today, which I'm going to have for lunch. Now, my wife said the food wasn't that good, but I thought it was good. I don't know, maybe it's because it was fresh. So I'm also doing some videos on some of these food because they're quite interesting, right? I think the one I made the other day, which I just posted on Facebook. Oh no, it's actually on a TikTok. If you guys want to check it out, is the waffle breakfast that is legitimately in my diet. It's the same diet that helped me lose 30 pounds from 75 Hard. But it's like two waffles, you got whole eggs on each of them, a piece of bacon. I normally just take one piece of bacon, split in half, pour some honey on it, and like a cup of grapes, and that's your breakfast. And you wouldn't think of that in terms of what to eat and stay on task with your health. Egg, waffle, bacon. You don't think waffle and bacon as like healthy, but that's in the diet. That's what my personal trainer gave me. And so it's kind of fun to just share that. So I'm putting it out there for you guys. Check it out. See what you think. Try it at home. Maybe you have some cool ideas too. But basically, I'm just looking at my diet and it says eat this, this, and this. And I'm making that, but maybe adding something to it, like a sauce. Or also sometimes, like, for example, yesterday I made fish and quinoa and asparagus. And I realized that if my daughter's gonna eat this, I need to put like some more vegetables in it. So I threw in some like broccoli in it, and it cooked all in the oven. And she ate, you know, she loves broccoli, steamed broccoli. Like, it's easy for a 1 year old to eat, assuming that they do eat it. But whatever vegetables your kid will eat, right? So whatever components you need to add to the meal so that your family can eat the meal is gonna make it much easier. And my wife's already saying, like, hey, it's really nice you're cooking all the time. And yeah, I mean, you just have a purpose now. Like, you're not like, oh man, what's for dinner today? I don't know. Just look at your diet, it's very easy. And then you're like, well, I'm making that. And then if you feel like it might be a boring meal, you can look up some recipes with a combination of those food and maybe add something to it, right? So for example, my diet yesterday was tuna sandwiches. It actually says tuna, mayo, bread, and then carrots at the side. So instead of just having a tuna mayo sandwich, actually, which is not bad anyways, but I added some red onion, a little bit of salt and pepper, a little bit of lemon, and I took a pickle out of the fridge and cut it up nicely, sliced it up, mixed it all together. That's a delicious tuna sandwich, guys. Go ahead and try that. I just found that recipe and I tried it. But the other thing I want to talk to you guys about is reading a book. So the book I'm reading is The 5 Love Languages. A lot of the books I read before were about like personal business and growth and stuff like that. So what I find is that, okay, so I'm married 5 years and we have our good days, we have our bad days. But I'm always curious about these types of books, like people have different ways that they love each other and that kind of stuff. So reading this novel is basically giving me information on how people can improve their marriages, right? So that's very interesting. I think my marriage is pretty good, but there are ways that we talk to each other that is sometimes unacceptable. And everyone has something that they need to work on. You know, we're not perfect. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. So it's very interesting that I'm reading this book, right? And then when my wife is like, hey, like, I know you need to work out today, but I really want to hang out. Well, that is a love language, saying that they need some time to spend together, some intimacy. And you just have to, it gives you like just ideas how to suggest stuff and how to have conversation, which I'm actually just straight up testing out on my wife, and it's really working. So it's like you avoid all the like dramatic, unnecessary use of language to very pleasant, suggestive language, and it's really been much better. So you know, take that for what you will. You know, this is just the book I'm reading. It does seem like a good book. Doesn't really take too long to read. Probably about a third of the way done already this week. In the first 4 days, I haven't read yet today. But yeah, feeling good so far, guys. I don't know if I'm down anyway. I forgot to check the scale before I came on this podcast. But for sure, before I started 75 hard, before I started phase two, even this weekend after I ate and drank my heart's content at my child's birthday party. There's lots of adults that are doing the same thing, don't worry. And, you know, I felt very full. My stomach was out. I don't feel like that anymore, right? So that's the first step of pounding a lot of water, working out, and avoiding all these bad foods is that you just slim down just a little bit. You feel a little bit more relaxed. And nothing's, you know, honestly, sometimes if my stomach's really heavy, I'm like breathing heavily and it's not fun. Like, you're not gonna do any better. There are a couple other perks with 75 hard. I am playing sports, which is good and bad. It's really very good, to be honest. Like, for example, like playing hockey, I play soccer Monday, hockey on Wednesday. Hockey I'll play throughout the year, but soccer, we're gonna play, you know, for the summer. Hockey is great. I actually had a couple really good games, like much better than average. Even people on my team are like, hey man, you're like got a lot more energy out there, you're scoring some goals, so that feels good. Also, people like you a little bit more on the team when you do better. But yeah, we're doing better. The only thing that you have to sometimes wrestle with is like some of these men's league or adult leagues, like, they just, some games are going to go really late. Like, my game on Wednesday was 11:15. There's no way I'm waking up at 5:30 the next day to start working out. So you kind of have to adjust your schedule and figure out how you're going to work out. Today, I was on a meeting in the morning, and after my main part of the meeting, even though the meeting was still going on, but I didn't need to be involved anymore, just listen, I just started going for a walk. So I try to kill two birds with one stone and try to get a workout in as soon as you can, any way you can, and you have to be a little bit flexible with that. The other thing is, I had a friend come over yesterday, and I haven't seen this guy for a long time, and he had some wine, I didn't, so... It's still a little difficult the first week, certainly, to, you know, sometimes look at your any alcohol that's in the house. I would suggest to you guys that what I did on Sunday when I woke up from the party and then, you know, once things settled down for the day, I had a little bit of time, like an hour. I just cleared out all the junk food from all the upstairs and all the alcohol we had in our fridge and other places, and I just hid them away. I put them away in the basement. I told my wife, here's your chips and whatever if you want it, but maybe let's try to go no chips for a month, you know? Let's try to go no alcohol. Of course, I can't have any if I'm going to pass phase two, but out of sight, out of mind. So that's the way I'm gonna handle it. I'm slowly getting used to not having any alcohol at all, because it has been really hot here in Southern Ontario. It's been 30 plus every day, and nothing goes down better on a 30 degree day than a nice cold beer. But I'm trying to rule that out of my system. The good thing is that now that I am heavily in phase two, I feel really involved in it, really involved. Like, I'm constantly thinking about it. I'm excited to do some of these workouts, and I'm like, no, I can't have this, I can't have that. So it's like all of a sudden I'm in character, like boom, things switch, I'm really in character. And that's really, I think, the best way to go about it, is try to be 100% in character and be like, no, I can't have this, can't have that. Okay, here's what I can have. Prep your meals as soon as you can. You know, sometimes early in the morning, I'll throw everything in if it's going to go in the oven, and then I'll wrap it up and then I'll save it for later. So boom, you could just throw in that meal. You don't have to put yourself in a position where you're going to be hungry later. So even today, I have to leave for work at 11, and I'm going to down my lunch just before that. A big, big, big lunch of chicken and vegetables and brown rice. I may not be super hungry, but by downing a big meal like that, I know I'm not going to be hungry on the road until later on I go to the barbecue. You know, of course, I'll bring some snacks. But it avoids me, you know, that's the problem with not meal prepping. It's like, basically, you come to a point where if you're out of the house, or even if you're in the house, you know, you're going to end up snacking on something you're not supposed to. And you may end up buying like a lunch or dinner that you're not supposed to. So you got to just meal prep and have that stuff ready as soon as you can and avoid snacking. You got to tell your friends, like, hey, I'm not drinking. I'm coming over, but I'm not drinking. Just prep them right away. I told my buddy yesterday, actually, I was working out in the basement, and when he came, and I was 35 minutes in weightlifting, and I was like, hey, you go with my wife in the backyard, have a beer, what's up, buddy? And then I just got 10 more minutes. He's like, okay, cool. So just be honest with your people and your loved ones, and you can complete your tasks, and then you move on to the next day, right? So phase two, I'm on day five, feeling better, probably looking a little bit better, just because I told you the stomach's down. So it's been a little challenging saying no to all this food and alcohol, but we're going strong, guys. You should too.